This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now on the Diamond Factory Hotline, we bring to you former Mavs guard, former NBA All-Star, and our good luck charm for winning all these series. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Devin Harris. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we have decided that you are our good luck charm. We want to go ahead and pencil you in if and when the Mavericks win this series that you can join us before the NBA Finals.
You can count on it.
Yes. Now, how does the I get you're another round closer, but I was curious because Dorian Finney-Smith is like, man, I never seen this many media people in my entire life. Did you feel like a discernible difference in like amount of coverage or interest as the rounds progressed?
I mean, of course, but that's a natural thing. I mean, it's less games, more media, and obviously the opponent that you're going against as well. But I think, you know, the Mavs shocked a lot of people winning the last series. So, yeah, it's like the new thing that people want to cover. So, yeah, it's going to be increased attention for sure.
So, Devin, I want to know this from a defensive standpoint. Let's just say I know you're a good defender, and Curry and Jordan Poole aren't the best defenders, and they're smaller guys. When a guy like LeBron maybe got a matchup on you and started backing you down, what's the communication there on when to double or I'm going to try to take him one-on-one? Is that just a game plan before? Like, I know there's a lot of communication going on during the game. So let's just say Luka gets the switch and he starts backing down Curry the way he was doing campaign or the way that he was doing Chris Paul. What's the communication there for when you want or need the help as the smaller guy?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's going to be as easily to seek out stuff like that because Golden State, being as good a defensive team as they are, they understand. So you'll see Steph showing a lot as opposed to just, you know, naturally switching.
Okay.
So that's one. Two, I think you know the double team's going to come. So it's just a matter of, you know, how good are their rotations, where those shots are going to come from. I think if they do their homework, they know the Mavs are a corner three-point shooting team. So you want to take away those as much as you can. So it's going to be a chess game to understand when Luka is being aggressive and going to score and when he's looking to pass. Those are all the things that, you know, they'll kind of look at.
When we had Nico on the other day, he told us we're greedy, or he said he's a little greedy, and he doesn't want to like settle on like this was just good enough, and you know it was a successful season and everything. And I'm kind of curious, whenever it comes from a series like what you just had, how do you not have this mentality of, man, it's a relief that season's over and here we are now, and then getting back into, and now we got something to go to. Like, what's the mentality have to be to go win the next series?
Well, you just try to stay in the moment. And you don't try to look at like, okay, we did this, we're satisfied. Just, you know, take every game as its own separate entity and attack it that way. You know, you don't want to look too far beyond, you don't want to look too far back, but just if you stay in the moment and understand and try to execute the game plan, trust your coaches, go out there and just pray free, because all the pressure's on Golden State. You know, Dallas, the way they should like it, we're not even supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So why not go in and tag it that way? And I think they've relished in playing that underdog kind of role.
He said the same thing about Phoenix, by the way, and Utah,
yeah,
whenever we had him on.
Okay, and I'm really curious about that, Devin, because that 100% makes sense to me in theory when you're talking about the pressure. But sometimes I do wonder when you say, like, Dallas is not supposed to be there, how do you redefine your expectations along the way? Because you are there, and you don't know for sure if you're ever going to get back. And so does that not even out the pressure more?
No, because honestly, like, if you're not supposed to be here and you're playing an underdog role, like, there is no pressure. You go out there and just play free. you know, if you make a shot, miss a shot, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. So if you attack it that way and you play with that kind of freedom, then I think that kind of takes the pressure off of you a little bit.
How about, Devin, when you play in a Game 6 and Game 7, down 3-2 and then going to a Game 7, and then you start a new series? Obviously, if the Mavs lose tonight or win tonight, yes, it helps or hurts you, but it doesn't determine the series. How tough is it mentally to go to a new series where first game instead of do or die back-to-back games?
Well, it's another puzzle to figure out. You know, it's another, you know, it took them a couple games to kind of figure out Phoenix, right? The first two games were awful. But, you know, as they came back home, they start to figure out, okay, what works, what doesn't work, what can we exploit? And I think, you know, every team and every series is its own puzzle. So, you know, if they lose tonight, you know, is it the end of the world? No. You know, did Golden State do what they're supposed to do and hold home court? Yes. But, you know, the longer the series goes on, you start to figure out those, you know, those little details that you can start to exploit, like, you know, attacking Chris Paul, you know, those things like, okay, this is the things that we can kind of hang our hat on and we can start to drill this home. And the longer the series goes, the better we're going to be. So it's every series, every game is its own separate entity. And it just takes a little bit of figuring out. And I think the coaching staff has done a great job in finding those details and relaying that to the team.
Yeah, and that's something else we, you know, Nico pointed out, and then Mike brought the audio, and I think the audio's been everywhere, and it's Jason Kidd running up and down the sidelines, and he's giving call-outs on everything, and Nico was like, man, what's great about our bench, too, is our bench is giving all these call-outs. Like, they're as invested in it as the guys that are on the court, but when you're on that court, how do you hear those guys? Do you hear that they're calling out that this dude's in the corner or that he's making this move, or are you too focused on things, or is it just part of it?
It depends. I think at home you probably hear it a little bit more. I think on the road with the, you know, the noise level, it's probably not as much. But looking at Jay Kidd and his energy level, I mean, when you got a coach out there, you know, he might as well just suit it up, right? You know, put some shorts on, some shoes on. I mean, you know what I mean? But that's, you know, that's the benefit of having a coach that's been there. So, you know, he knows exactly what he's talking about, and he can relay it because he's done it. And that's sometimes like a disconnection sometimes from players and coaches, like, when they haven't necessarily done it before, they have to go to an extra level to try to explain it. But when you got a coach like Jay Kidd that's been where they're trying to get to, like, that's just the respect level is even more so. And when he's showing that kind of energy, like, relaying that to those guys, like, pick up on that.
The way you just described that, it just sounds, like, so joyful and so much fun. I know there is a lot of pressure that comes along with these, like, high-level situations, but are you still able to have that level of fun when you're out there at these high levels?
I think you have to find, it, you know, because I think that's the way to relinquish the pressure a little bit. So when you look at Luka's like elation after game 7, right, smile on his face, like he's used to being a winner. And I know these last 4 years haven't been what, you know, he wants them to be. And, you know, you don't always get to play the way you want to play in certain games. But when you get to these moments and you have these breakthrough moments, you have to find joy in that. And I think this team has had it all year long. They've enjoyed playing with one another. You can tell on the court, they're likable. They hang out off the court. All that helps when you go into these high pressure situations, because that means you can count on the guy to your left and count on the guy to your right. And when you have that kind of trust, it's, you know, it's hard to break that. And those are the guys that you want to go and battle with.
So at times, Dinwiddie and Brunson in the playoffs driving to the basket had Rudy Gobert, Hassan Whiteside, or DeAndre Ayton, or JaVale McGee somewhat waiting on them at times. In this series, Devin, it doesn't look like that they really have a rim protector in the sense that the other two teams did in the playoffs. So how aggressive or more aggressive do you think Brunson and Dinwiddie will be trying to finish at the basket in this series?
I think they'll be as aggressive as they have been. And, you know, like I said, when every series is different, the way Golden State guards is very different. You know, they got five light guys out there. You know, they know who they want to switch, who they don't want to switch. But I think more than anything else, it's going to be more of an offensive series than it is defensive series. You know, when you got those guys, you throw the depth lineup that they have out there, you know, with Draymond at the five, Wiggins at the four, Clay at the three, you know, Steph at the two, Jordan at the one. I mean, is it a defensive? No, not so much. They're more predicated on offense, but, like, they're going to spread you out. you know, they want to speed you up. So, you know, it's better how you control that. And there's no doubt in my mind that the Mavs are going to get open shots. Now, whether it's three-pointers or to the rim, they're going to be able to score. The question is, are they going to be able to outscore Golden State?
Man, and Golden State's probably out there going, nah, there's no way that y'all can outscore us. We're going to run you up and down the court all night like this.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to – like, they make it extremely hard to guard them because, you know, they have shooters. They have prolific shooters.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have a hell of a playmaker who makes great decisions. They know how to get layups. You know, they put you in such situations where it's like you're pulling out your hair because, like, you have to make choices. You know, am I going to give up a three? Am I going to give up a layup? So that's why they're so good, because they constantly put you in situations where you have to make tough decisions, and you're going to have to give something up.
Devin Harris, join us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I'm going to compare this to Nolan Ryan when he's throwing a no-hitter, Aaron Rodgers whenever he's just abusing a cornerback, Luka Doncic, whenever you were talking about it, when he's out there smiling, drilling shots in people's faces, and, I mean, pretty much embarrassing people. He's humiliating dudes on the court over and over. What's it like on the other side when you know a dude has the number that day, and how, like...
That would never happen to Devin
Harris. Not to Devin, but for the guys, you know those guys that have seen you, they're just blankly staring into the, like it's a deer in the headlights. What is that experience like for them as they're going through, we can't even stop these guys. We can't stop that guy right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of what people can do to stop Luka when he's on his game, whether he's hitting a step back or he's posting up. You know, it's the game within the game. So, like, I think what the Clippers have figured out about Luka is, like, okay, he's going to score his points regardless. So we're going to keep putting him in situations where he's going to attack and tire himself out, but then we're just going to shut down everybody else. Now, a lot of people don't have the capability of doing that, and I think what makes this team so unique and so different than others past, you have, you know, when that happens, you have two other players that can go out there and create shots for other guys. Now, that makes it a little bit tougher to do that. You know, with Jalen's out there and he's, you know, he's doing what he's doing, and Spencer is playing at his high, then that makes it a lot tougher to collapse on Luka as much, because you have guys that can do multiple things. They're not just, you know, spot up shooters. They're not just, you know, mid range shooters. They can get to the paint. They can do everything. So that makes it a lot tougher. And I think that's why this system works with two other ball handlers as such, because then you're a lot more spread out. And then you add Dorian, who's a great 3-point shooting. And you got Bullock, who's hitting threes at a high rate. So then now they're putting you in the same kind of situations where you have to make decisions.
Do you have a series prediction for us?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so concerned.
This one's a lot tougher, I feel like, because, I mean...
The Mavs in four.
One thing about Golden State, no, it's not going to be the Mavs. But it's this team has a lot of similarities and same belief as 2011. Maybe not the same offensive prolific team, but from a mixture of defense and offense. So that's what makes it exciting. And they don't mind getting down. They come to play on a nightly basis. But this Golden State team does have some championship pedigree with some of the guys that have been there, and they're not going to fold as easily, especially from a mental standpoint, like Phoenix did. Like, we, you know, Phoenix is very similar to what we were in 2007, coming off that loss. Prediction.
Do it.
You got it. You got this. They're all Mavs fans listening, so everybody's going to be happy.
It's okay. You have a 50% chance of being right, Devin.
I know. But, I mean, I feel a lot of pressure because I did call Mavs in seven, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go Mavs in seven again.
Take that, Baron Davis.
Yeah. Thank you very much, good sir. And when this prediction is right as well, we will have you back on for the NBA Finals. Sound good?
And I will be here.
Yes. There you go. Thank you very much, good sir.
Okay, no problem, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, former Mav, former All-Star, Devin Harris, right here on 105.3 The Fan. He took that prediction seriously. I like it.
He did. He took his time. He worked on it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.